This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Detroit, Chicago, Baltimore, and other cities across the country have their share of vacant or abandoned buildings and are struggling to figure out what to do with them. Fix them up or tear them down is typically the binary choice. But Tracy Samuelson reports on a third option, paint them and wait.
Since she was in second grade, Terry Still has lived in Camden, New Jersey. Walking her granddaughter past an abandoned warehouse, she says these days she tries not to look anymore.
It's depressing, seeing it all constantly. It's depressing.
But across the street, a small crew is painting that same warehouse dove gray, covering up years of graffiti. It's been vacant for a couple decades now. Inside, Christopher Topfer surveys stacks of broken pallets and scattered food wrappers, evidence of squatters.
Yeah, we call those abandominiums in the vacant building business.
This is one of about 1,500 buildings Topfer's nonprofit, the Neighborhood Foundation, has boarded up and painted across the country.
Something we call decorative board up.
He paints the doors and windows to look like, well, doors and windows instead of plywood. He might even draw plants or pets in the window.
Help. Sometimes we even do facades of trees, like silhouettes of trees to cover graffiti.
The idea is that a makeover, even one that's just skin deep, can stabilize the neighborhood. Topfer's organization charges $500 to paint and secure a house. A demolition could cost $10,000 or $15,000. But more than economics, it can also give neighbors hope. Camden resident Terry Still again.
Yeah, I think when they fix things up, it gives people more encouragement. It makes them want to take pride in where they live at.
Beautification does work, says Susan Wachter, a professor of real estate and finance at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School.
In the burbs, when you're selling a property that hasn't been lived in for a while, the first thing a realtor will say is, mow the lawn.
Just that can boost property values as much as 20%. Of course, this isn't a permanent solution. It's a Band-Aid, literally plastering over the wounds of a city, but hopefully giving it the chance to heal. In New Jersey, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.